Welcome to the Susan Winter Show. Here you'll find practical tips and tools to address your most pressing concerns on love, dating, and partnership. And now, here's your love and life mentor, Susan Winter.
Have you ever had a relationship where you gambled it all? You were all in. You did everything to make this thing work. A lot of compromises up front and all the way through, only to be dumped. Now you're saddled with the anger and the resentment that seems like it will never go away. Hey, everyone, I'm Susan Winter here, and I'm going to read you a letter from one of my viewers who's written me. His name is John, and he is in a heck of a situation. John, thank you for writing me. John writes, my partner of 13 years with whom I was engaged just broke up with me, and I'm in a constant loop of grief, anger, envy, and fear. I can't concentrate on my studies, and I can't sleep. I'm so scared that I can't accept this, that I'll always be hoping for him to come back. I moved from Canada to Australia to be with him. I left my life and my parents. How do I get out of the loops of regret? Wow. John, I wish I were with you right now. Thank you for your note. You're not the only one who has this feeling, though your specific situation compounds it because of all that you did to invest in this relationship and the fact that it was 13 years. You thought it was a done deal. Number one, I would ask you, and this is specific to John, because of the length of time that you had, 13 years is a pretty good run with somebody. We're talking nowadays, you know? I mean, that's like dog years. That's like 150 some years or something. I mean, it's unbelievable. So you're doing pretty well. I know this is not really the appeasement that you want, but we have to, in order to get out of the loop of anger, part of the thing that we need to do is find a win. Is there any win? I don't care how infinitesimal it seems. Is there a win in here for me? Not how I wanted it to end up, granted. Doesn't excuse your partner's behavior when things got really real and you moved and everything is going on. No, they can't do it. But you had, from what I understand, a loving and committed relationship for 13 years. And please remember, you did that and you both achieved it. And I wish that you could, I know it's painful, but just at least acknowledge that, treasure it and put it over in the corner. Because part of the reason that you're beating yourself up so much is that you think you're a failure, like you did something wrong. Yeah, you went all in. You did. I mean, that's what you do when you're all in. Could there have been things that maybe you considered earlier on? Like, am I doing all of the compromising here? Does my partner get to stay where they live with their people and their support system? One, you don't have a support system. These are not your people. This is not your place. Probably you don't have the depth of support system that your partner does. Two, you're in a strange country. And again, because you mentioned family, this makes me feel you lack support. When we go through a pivotal and deep breakup, we need our support system. But first, start with yourself. Gotta be your friend. You may be the only one there for you today. So you've got to be a friend to yourself. So please, please do that. Secondarily, reach out to health services that are available in your educational environment. You say you have studies, so there must be counselors where you are, grad students practicing their psychology degrees. I don't know what's going on, but you can gain help, and you need that. You need somebody to talk to, and I'm glad that you wrote to me. Now, let's talk about the loop of the anger and the grief and the guilt and all that stuff. You got two things that are fighting you. You still want your partner back. It's easier to handle a breakup if you can cut your losses right here and move forward. You will most likely stay in the loop. There's a correlation between staying in the loop and desiring the partner to come back, right? You're in the loop because it's unresolved for you. There, I'm done, did not equate to you saying, I'm done. That's the loop. That's part of the loop. That's part of the obsession. Because this is a specialty area of mine. I know I'm all over the obsession and the loops because they can be hard to spin out of. It's kind of like a tornado. You can't get out of the center of it. So we have to unwind ourselves. You're going to have to do, well, I suggest breakup triage. First of all, I've got a great guide and it's in the notes here at the bottom, but that's the best 33 minutes for me to coach you through this. That's why I wrote it. And it's in an audiobook on Audible for free, for those of you that have Audible or a couple dollars on Amazon. But you've got an entire system of how to get yourself out of it. And one is, you know, you gave everything. You also need to say, well, okay, I'm feeling so used and so depleted. What did he do? Did he give anything? Did he have to give up something else? Is he living someplace he didn't want to live? Is he like, did he leave friends he didn't want? I mean, did he give anything at all? And if not, then that's a red flag for you to have noticed in the beginning. Hey, the only one doing compromise here is me. And that's not cool. I don't like that. So yes, you will have anger. Natural. You'll have resentment, completely normal. Not a lot to resent, right? You will have grief, all these things. But you will remain in the loop, unable to concentrate, unable to sleep, unable to do your studies, if you stay wanting him back. That's what tethers you to the sorrow and the anger. Because no matter what's been done to you and the unbelievable price that you have paid, you still want this person. I think you better reassess a person who would have you do all those things for them. And how big is the list of what they did for you? Is it tiny? Like maybe they became a vegan because you were? I mean, it better be something significant. And if not, then perhaps you need to take your partner off the pedestal. But remember, too, that we are greatly weakened when there are certain factors in our life that converge. Alone, away from home, the only person you have is your former person. Of course. I'd finish up my studies there and get back to Canada and regroup. I'd take any vacation you can from your studies, take a mental health break, go back home, remember who you are, be with people who love you. And you know what? You never have to ask yourself, what if? This may seem like a long way down the line, but from one who constantly works with people, 5,000 plus individual clients, and we estimated that back in 2019, it's got 6,000 individual sessions. I mean, it's extraordinary. I got to tell you, more people struggle getting over the thought that they never gave their relationship a shot than struggle over getting over a breakup. Getting over a breakup, you'll heal. We all heal. It seems like forever, but we all heal. Yeah. But getting over the thought that you missed something, that you didn't do it properly, that you didn't try everything, that's the wound that stays forever. You don't have to worry about that one. John, thank you for your letter. Please re-listen to this if you need to. Pick up breakup triage. It's pretty powerful. Tiny and powerful. To the point. Everyone there, if you're having a breakup issue, please, I suggest the same thing. I put it out there so you can have some guidance. You want a consultation? Contact me at susanwinter.net. Happy to work with you. And just know that you can always write to me. Go to contact. The bottom box underneath Lauren, my media director and my agent, is a box that says viewer Q&A. So that's where you can list your video requests. And perhaps I will read yours here as John's. And thank you so much for coming to this channel, subscribers, members. I adore you. Until next time, keep smiling.